This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I heard stories about, you know, John Gruden would call his GM at 3 a.m. Hey, I need a third string tight end. I need you to make sure you get one for me tomorrow morning. John, it's 3 a.m. What are you doing? You know, that kind of shit used to happen in Tampa when he was there. And so I'm just wondering, what's the relationship with Flo and Greer? What's because, you know, they say they're hand in hand, and I get that. But if I'm Greer, I'm a little concerned about this. At this point, if I'm Greer, have I given him too much power? And by the way, at this point, you can't take it away, because then just the relationship will become all strained. So how do you fix any of this? And where do you fix it? Because think about this. Okay, so your season goes awry. Jalen Phillips isn't playing. Igbinogami can't find the field at all. Forget the football. He can't even find the field. Forget ball skills. My man can't find a 100-yard field to play on, okay? 120 if we want to add the end zones, just to make it a bigger thing that he can't find. So you think about all of this, right? Half the media and half the fan base, just to be fair, maybe it's a little more, I'm not sure. They don't want Tua, right? So then half of you don't think Tua is a good pick as it is, right? Correct? There's a whole bunch of you, I'm sure, you're always complaining on the thing. So if you look at it on the personnel side, right, it looks disastrous. Austin Jackson, I mean, it's death taxes and an Austin Jackson holding. Guaranteed. Everything in line. Well, you know what? Let's add a Preston Williams drop, too. Those are the four things you can count on in life. And please cut Preston Williams already. And again, flow. You know, when you keep, you know, Albert Wilson and Preston Williams and all these guys in front of Matt Collins, who again made a play yesterday, it's a big indictment on who you are. So, but you think about all these personnel things that aren't working out right now, right? But especially with the quarterback. So normally, all right, in a normal world, I think that would cost anybody their jobs, normally. And I'm not saying to fire Greer, because I still truly believe that the entire problem is that you've got the wrong coaching staff. Seriously, I truly feel this is one of the worst coaching staffs, not just in Dolphin history, but all time. Okay? All time. This is one of the worst coaching staffs ever. So you would figure that this is a problem, right? Okay, so if Barry Jackson's report is right, and I don't trust Barry for anything on radio, but hey, in sports, he does an excellent job of covering sports. Doesn't know jack about radio, but definitely in sports, he knows his stuff. And so if he's reporting that they're safe, then I'm wondering who made the Tua pick then. See what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, is he really in charge, or do we have eight cooks in the kitchen now? You know, because people want to tell me that Stephen Ross is not saying anything. Peter King just reported that Stephen Ross is not pushing the front office for Deshaun Watson. That's Peter King reporting that. Peter King doesn't pull shit out of his ass. So Peter King says Ross is not pushing the front office for Watson. I start going, well, wait a minute. So did they push for Tua? And then the front office is saying, we told you. Okay, you guys go ahead. Do your thing. Go trade for Watson. I don't know what's going on. That's my point. I don't know what's going on. And I don't know who to believe anymore. Because I gave you the opportunity, Flo. I get that, you know, you want to tell me some guy is a little iffy in injury and he may play, may not play because you're trying to keep somebody. But the offensive coordinator stuff, you didn't need to lie for that. In the end, dude, you're going to get blamed for it anyway. It doesn't matter if we know exactly who's calling plays or if three guys are calling plays or if you got the three stooges calling plays. It doesn't matter anyway, Flo. You can hide all that stupid-ass information. Falls on you, dude. Falls on you, Cam Flo.